I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Rebuilding America's infrastructure is an idea that lots of politicians embrace, but how to pay for it can be tricky. Now, one Connecticut congressman is suggesting a possible solution: taxing pollution. It's called a carbon tax, and Democrat John Larson wants to use it to pay for a $1 trillion infrastructure program he's pushing in the House.
I think anyone that looks at the revenue that a carbon tax can bring in and then how you apply that revenue can readily see solutions that everybody can get their arms around.
The idea is this: tax polluters burning oil and gas so they do it less, air quality goes up, and money raised gets pumped back into infrastructure. But if rebuilding roads is political catnip, climate policy can be a bit of a third rail.
It's virtually impossible to imagine meaningful climate action occurring without some substantial degree of Republican support.
Jerry Taylor is with the Niskanen Center, a libertarian think tank. Speaking at the Brookings Institution, Taylor said he likes Larson's proposal and that some Republicans in Congress are coming around to the idea.
It gets right down to core identity issues. Milton Friedman argued if you have a pollution issue, the most efficient way of addressing it is just to tax pollution and let market signals guide individual entrepreneurs and consumers to decide when, where, and how to reduce emissions rather than going to regulators.
Even oil giants like Shell, BP, and ExxonMobil have voiced support for a carbon tax. But climate change denial from party leaders like Donald Trump could mean Larson's tax might be a tough sell in the near future. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.